say the letters IRS and it immediately grabs one's attention, do you think that some of the success scammers enjoy this time of year is due to the fact that they're playing off our fear that a lot of us have of the all-powerful Internal Revenue Service?
Well, absolutely. If I get a telephone call or a letter that says IRS, the first thing I think is fear. No one is thinking, oh, they're sending me a huge refund. They're thinking they're going to audit me or something. But what's happening is the scammers are now, they're preying on people who particularly they know they can frighten, immigrants, the elderly. And so they're calling people and they're saying, you owe back taxes. And if you don't pay immediately, we're going to send you to jail. We're going to send out someone with an arrest warrant. We're going to call your job. I mean, it's all kinds of threats. And you can imagine if you're sitting there thinking, do I owe back taxes? If you're in the country illegally, you know, they'll threaten to call immigration. So these people will probably more than likely do what they say, which is put money on a green dot card or do a wire transfer, and it's usually around $3,000 or $4,000. And once that money is gone, it's gone. There's no getting it back.
This IRS agent impersonation scam, I guess it can take many different forms. I want to share with you a phone call I got a couple of weeks ago at my home,
okay,
which I saved on voicemail. I wasn't there at the time, but let me play this for you and see what you think. Here we go.
Okay, sure.
Hello. We have been trying to reach you. This call is officially a final notice from IRS, Internal Revenue Service. The reason of this call is to inform you that IRS is filing lawsuit against you. To get more information about this case file, please call immediately on our department number 202-239.
Well, I'm fading out of the phone number, but that's a Washington, D.C. area code, which I guess adds legitimacy to the call. What do you think of that? Does it sound familiar to you?
It does, because it happened to me also. And let's go ahead and tell people right now, Steve, that the IRS will never call you about taxes. Let's put that out up front right now. The person that called me, what sounded like on yours was just an automated voice. You know, they're just picking and pulling words out. That was obviously no one talking, just like we're talking now, having a general conversation. The person that called me was actually speaking to me and trying very hard to sound like an American. And he was not doing a great job at all. And he was very threatening and said that if I didn't pay back taxes of $4,000 immediately, that I would be arrested. Now, working where I work, I knew it was a scam. But I can completely see how someone who lives alone or does not understand English or actually, you know, is in the country illegally and terrified could say, I've got to do this to not be arrested or, you know, stay in the country. And they were very threatening. And I just let them go on until I did say, you know, where I worked and you are a scam artist. And what they do is they can disguise the telephone number, making a 202 area code where the IRS is headquartered, Washington, D.C. However, it's not coming from there. More than likely, we think most of them are coming from Nigeria. So the IRS will never call you about taxes that you owe. They will never demand that you pay taxes without giving you the opportunity to question or appeal the amount they say you owe. They will require you to use a specific payment method for your taxes. They will never ask you for a credit or debit card over the phone, and they will never threaten to bring in local police or other law enforcement groups to have you arrested. So what these con artists or scam artists are doing right now in tax time season, which Steve, you and I know is already stressful enough, is they're just preying on the vulnerable. And all these calls, yours was automated. Mom was a real person. Getting the real person to me is scarier because if they know that you're already terrified, they know they have a better chance of you going and getting that wire transfer or that green dot debit card and getting the money instantly.
And what about email scams? I suspect these might be the most prevalent way to contact people.
Exactly. Email scams, the same thing. If they are asking you to pay anything, or we'll take it a step further, or click on a link, because some of, for whatever reason, and people in the way they think, if they say click on this link to see what taxes you owe, it could be they're installing a virus on your computer. But if it's an email saying that you must contact us immediately at a 202 area code number because you owe taxes, and again, the same threats to put fear in you, to put fear in those that may not know better, it would be the same thing. The IRS is not going to send you an email. It will always be a letter. And the only way they would ever call you is after you have received the letter, you have a caseworker, you've already set up something through the actual IRS, and you have given them your telephone number to call, and you have a person's name. So if you get a phishing email from an unknown, and here's something to look at also, Steve, if you get an email, look for grammar mistakes. Look for typos, misspelled words. If it's coming from the IRS, it should be as grammatically correct as it should be. You'll see a lot of typos, misuse of the English language, and just you should know immediately it's not IRS. So again, as much as you and I can get it out to the public, the IRS is not going to call or email you and threaten you saying, pay me now, and especially with a wire transfer or a Green Dot debit card. They don't work that way. They will, after you file your taxes, if you owe back taxes, they will contact you, and then you can work out a payment plan with them.
Since the Internal Revenue Service does not really contact people via email, they use the regular mail. Even the regular mail is not fraud-proof, is it? Scammers, I've heard, are now using the IRS logo through the regular mail. So how do you know what's real from what's fake?
The best thing to do, if you get anything in the mail, a telephone call, email, call the IRS or go to the IRS website, which is simply irs.gov. If they say you owe back taxes or if you think you do, you can call the IRS at 800-829-1040. Now, you may have to wait a little while, but I guarantee you it's worth it. You can report the incident to the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration if you think you've been scammed at 1-800-366-4484. And you can also file a complaint at the FTC, which is not going to get your money back, but it's going to help the Federal Trade Commission start developing a pattern of complaints. And hopefully they can finally go after what I call the bad guys and maybe help one day, you know, just find them and stop them from doing this. But the best thing of all is to go to the IRS website and make sure they have telephone numbers on there. They have emails on their website where you can send to them a copy of it. And on their actual website, they do talk about phishing emails. They talk about what we're talking about today, the imposter calls. So not only are you and I putting the information out, but so is the IRS.
And some easy sources for more information on scams can be found where?
We ourselves decided for the tax season that we would put up a page on our home site, on our website called Tax Tips, and it has several different categories. But one of them is tax scams to watch out for and IRS resources. And if you just go to our homepage on bbb.org/Atlanta and look under the hyperlink, Get Consumer Help, you'll see at the very bottom Tax Tips. And hopefully it will answer everything that you need to know. And especially if you click on the tax scams, it will give you the IRS impersonation phone scam, email phishing scam, and then the identity theft scam, where it's the phishing scam where they actually do get your information and you become a victim of identity theft.
Dottie Kalina is Manager of Communications of the Better Business Bureau serving Metro Atlanta, Athens, and Northeast Georgia. Ms. Kalina, thank you very much.
Steve, it is always our pleasure to work with you. Thank you so much.